This is the World Agriculture. I'm Thierry Gedey with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman renewed his commitment to more farm aid during a committee meeting hearing this week. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx, Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th, Rod Stewart, live.
Despite acknowledging USDA earlier $12 billion in farm aid as a big push for the industry, Bozeman pointed out the need for more to be done to stop the bleeding.
I think that we all realize that this is still not enough to stop the bleeding in farm country.
According to Bozeman, the rise of new challenges for producers stresses the need to provide them with adequate support. Accompanied by John Hoven, top ag appropriator, Bozeman met with House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson on $15 billion in possible new aid.
I remain committed to advancing the farm assistance package Senator Hove and I have proposed in January. There are many additional challenges that have risen to demonstrate the urgency to provide our producers, including our specialty crop producers, with more support.
USDA Secretary Rawlins ensured attention to this critical matter was relevant even at the highest fair of power, with President Trump backing more aid during a farm event in Wisconsin. Rawlings is hoping for a collaboration between all parties involved to ease the situation for U.S. farmers.
He said at the event on Friday that he wanted to do more. And so I think we can work arm in arm and hand in hand across hopefully both sides of the aisle and get to another point where that is possible and feasible for our farmers.
For more information, visit agriculture.senate.gov. I'm Thierry Gedey, reporting for the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.